This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
The latest superhero movie from Marvel opens today, Guardians of the Galaxy. And it's the kind of big summer movie that costs a lot of money that the studio expects or hopes will also make a lot of money. Nicole Perlman co-wrote the film with James Gunn, who directed it. And this is, incredibly, her first credit as a screenwriter. Hey there, Nicole.
Hi, David.
So I want to ask you, first of all, you had all of these Marvel characters you could have chosen. You pick these five. You pick this ensemble. What made you choose them?
Well, you know, there were many of the characters in the Guardians of the Galaxy in the 2008 reboot that made it into the film. But I think the reason that I chose those particular five characters is that each one brought something very specific to the team. And with Quill, he's sort of the fun, charming, kind of saucy guy that we all sort of know. Rocket and Groot had, you know, brought a lot of heart to the story. I thought that Gamora, you know, you need a really kick-ass woman to be part of the team for sure. And she's probably my favorite female character of all the Guardians of the Galaxy. And in terms of Drax, you know, he's the one that you really feel is extremely dangerous. And for a team of villains, you need somebody who you feel like really could rip out your spine if he chose to.
You mentioned you needed a lead woman, and that's something that's probably still too rare in the comic book world.
I agree. I mean, there's a lot of them in comics, but in terms of movies that are focused primarily on a female lead, I think it's something that will become more common as we go. But it's still considered a bit of a risk, and hopefully that will change.
Do you have a longstanding interest in comics, or was this sort of a radical departure from what you'd been doing?
It was a bit of a departure, but it was very much strategic, I think, on my part, because I had a background in writing science and technology-related scripts, a lot of projects that were space related. And I wanted to get into a larger scope in terms of popcorn movies, fun action adventure movies. And it was kind of hard to prove that I could do that in Hollywood. I wasn't very well versed in Marvel until I started working there. And then I became well versed very quickly. I had a lot of reading to do, a lot of catching up to do.
I can only imagine. I mean, the Marvel world, the Marvel universe, I suppose, seems so big, and there were so many people and all kinds of creatures populating. I mean, how do you find your way through all of that?
Well, they had a great research assistant, and I could call him up and say, bring me, you know, anything you have that involves a character who is a genius, and that's his superpower. And he would bring me, you know, 16 different characters going back to the 1950s. So it was really fun. And honestly, my husband got very jealous, because I would come home every night with stacks and stacks of comic books to read and be like, oh, I have to read all of these before bed. And he's like, oh, boo-hoo, poor you. You have to read a ton of comic books for work. So it was pretty enjoyable, the process of acquainting myself with this world.
How does your love of sci-fi sort of come across in this movie? Are we going to get a sense of that when we see it?
Well, I mean, I think a big part of the experience of working at Marvel is learning about spectacle and learning about what makes a really fun ride. So as much as I am a kind of a science nerd and was insisting on no explosions in space and things like that, you know, there are some compromises that have to be made in terms of telling a really exciting visual tale and balancing that with the science. You know, I'm part of this organization called the Science and Entertainment Exchange. I'm on the steering committee for it. And one thing that really surprised me was that so many scientists are less interested in the accuracy than in ideas that people might not have thought about that haven't made it to the screen yet, whatever's coming next in their world. And so in a way, that kind of helped me get over some of my hangups about everything being scientifically accurate. After all, we do have a talking raccoon. So, you know, it probably wouldn't be great to get too hung up on the nitty gritty.
You said you wanted to prove you could write a movie like this, a big popcorn movie, as you said. Does that change everything? I wonder what you're working on now and if this has sort of opened the doors to other things that you hadn't been able to do in the past.
I think it definitely has. I've been offered different types of projects, or the chance to, you know, pitch and go after different types of projects than I ever would have had before working for Marvel. So it's been really nice. And in a way, I think people appreciate knowing that women are writing in this genre. I think it's kind of a rare thing. So there's a lot of enthusiasm and excitement for trying to open some of those doors. So fortunately, I'm seeing a lot more of that right now.
Nicole Perlman co-wrote the script for Guardians of the Galaxy. Nicole, it was great to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, David.